Hello, this is Chris Coppola from Geisinger Medical Center, reading from my book, Coppola, a Pediatric Surgeon in Iraq, detailing my experiences as a deployed Air Force surgeon in a combat support hospital. Sad news, March 24th, 2005. Dear friends, I've been caring for a 2-year-old girl with burns named Layla for the past month. In spite of heroic efforts from the team of doctors, nurses, and techs taking care of her, she passed away tonight at 18:50. I knew her long enough to learn that her favorite stuffed animal was a pink bear, she loved chips and snacks, and her giggles brought joy to her mother and father. Nearly everyone in our hospital, from the ER, OR, ICU, wards, respiratory, pharmacy, nutrition, laboratory, even the chaplain, has had a hand in this sweet girl's treatment. It is only through the hard work of those caring people that she was able to survive as long as she did. For the past 4 days, she has been critically ill on life support. Her young heart gave out after enduring much more than one with less will to live could have withstood. We cleaned her and wrapped her in pads and a blanket. Her parents were unable to visit today due to heightened security on the base, so we contacted her father's military unit, and our guards arranged for him to pass through security this evening. One of our ambulance medics picked him up at the gate, along with Layla's older brother and her uncle. Kasim helped me speak to them, but there was little to say. I carried Layla out to the ambulance. After the men and her family climbed in, I placed her in her uncle's arms. I lost sight of them as the Humvee ambulance doors swung shut. If you pray, please remember Layla's family in your prayers. Thank you for all your prayers for Layla and the toys and treats you sent. She's not the first child I have seen die, and I know I am not so fortunate that she will be the last. Tomorrow, I will go back to work and try to help the others who come my way. But tonight, I am broken. I will write again soon. Yours, Chris.